Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
At Santana, Carlos Santana bringing us back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. When you get a chance, I hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Peter Meyer, the author of Warp Speed Growth, also Creating and Dominating New Markets. And we're talking about an idea that he's brought to us that I think is really important. And that's as you grow your business, as your business gets a little bigger, your new employees, especially as you add managers, the understanding the concept of control should be subordinated whenever possible to governing. Now, Peter, talk to us a little bit more about that.
Well, I don't really want to say that it's subordinating. I want to say instead it's a balance. You make the right choices. But the key thing is to remember that what brought you the skill set of, say, you know, tires really well for a tire shop is not what is going to give you the skill set to grow the business or run the business. Knowing the skill that enables you to be a great computer technician consultant doesn't help you run the consulting business.
The guy who could create a business that needs a warehouse probably can't manage the people to run the warehouse.
Right. And so what you need to do is learn to let other people who can do the same thing well do it and then work on other stuff.
Is this a problem? You know, one of the things, Peter, that we talk a lot about on the show is the value of MBWA, management by walking around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think you agree with me that MBWA is a great management tool. But it seems to me that if you don't practice, if you're not conscious and you're not consciously thinking about what you're talking about making the right balance between, I'll defer to your point. My comment about subordinating is not really completely accurate, but balancing control versus governing, controlling your business versus governing a department or even your actions, that I can see where if you aren't conscious of that, if you aren't prepared to exhibit that balance between control and governing, you might actually create a problem by walking around in your business. What do you think?
I think that's very true. And I think that there's an important distinction here. I want to bring out a second subject, if you don't mind.
Okay.
And that is that when we're managing ourselves, people who work for us, if there are some, and the relationship with our customers, as well as suppliers, we either approach that relationship with a sense of things are good or a sense of things are in lack.
Mm-hmm.
And I define that as fear, when we think things are in lack. So then if I'm walking around, managed by walking around, with a sense of fear, things are going to go wrong, then I'm going to let people pick up on it, if I want to or not, and they will, and they will respond to that lack.
Mm-hmm.
So I walk around with a sense of you're in charge, things are good, things are going to work. That sense is also picked up, and people respond to that.
So don't go walking around your business expecting to find something wrong.
Exactly.
Expect to find what's right.
Expect it to be there and that you're delegating it to work that way. And control is about lack. And governing can be about, okay, things are good.
Mm-hmm.
Controller's job is to look for things to go wrong. That's why we have control.
And that's a manager's job.
A governor or a manager's job is to make sure things go right. And you don't have to look for things to go wrong to make sure things go right.
All right.
So my contention will be when I'm talking to the people who are trying to grow their business, focus on the business and not on the techniques or the technical issues. Delegate those. Delegate what you can and try to govern that delegation as opposed to control it.
When, you know, I was the worst delegator in the world. I was classic entrepreneur in that that I'd done all the jobs initially myself, every single job that's ever been done for my business, at one point in time, I did it. And I was the only one who did it. For the most part, I guess there may be a few recently that maybe not quite fit that, but for a long, long time, you know, I was the first producer for this show, and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And before that show, before I did do what I'm doing now, all the things I did it all by myself. And so whenever I hired somebody to help me, I wasn't good at delegating. But once I started doing it, I started liking it. But then, if you're gonna enjoy the benefits of delegating, you have to learn how to do it in a way that serves both parties, don't you? And that's what you're talking about.
Learning to govern is just as much a skill as learning to install tires.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's your business, if your business is installing tires, it's a one person business. That's great. If your business is growing your business or managing a growing business, then learn that skill and operate that skill, and recognize that you are growing. If you want to grow, release control. And there are all no people in our private lives who appear to be controlling people. They're just, that's their particular
style. Mm-hmm.
And we know they don't grow as fast as we might want ourselves to grow. And we don't want to be in that.
So if you're sitting there realizing that your business hasn't grown enough, at least as much as you, and you can't quite put your finger on why it's not growing, and you, by all indications, it should be growing, and it's not. Maybe it's because you're too controlling, and you haven't learned how to be more of a governor, right?
Exactly. It's a skill set like any other skill set. Mm-hmm. You want more growth, and you want to stay sane, give it a try.
And you might have to ask somebody else about the opinion about that, folks. You might not be able to evaluate that yourself. You may have to ask a loving mirror, somebody whose opinion you value and who has the ability to make that evaluation. If that's a possibility that you're violating that, you're actually too controlling and not governing enough. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.